is item number four.
Item number four is our report from our State Water Resource Control Board liaison, Fran Spivey Weber.
I just got back from vacation on Monday, so I have an abbreviated report. First of all, congratulations to those who got reappointed. And I did too, not quite as quickly as you did, but last week when I was in New York City, I got news that I had been confirmed, and glad that you have been confirmed as well. At the board meeting on Tuesday, we adopted the cease and desist order on the Carmel River and the Cal-Am Carmel River cease and desist order, but we did make some changes in the order in terms of dates because of the anticipation that the CPUC is going to act quite quickly in early 2010 on the alternatives that have been studied, which include the Moss Landing desal facility, the slant well facility, but also the brackish well remediation that would be used to make up the deficit in the Carmel River. So we had in our original order a 5% reduction in use of the river for essentially this water year, 09-10. And what we did is extended that 5% to 10-11. At which point we should know for sure what has happened and that projects have actually been put in place. And we were assured that particularly if the brackish well project was pursued by the, was endorsed by the CPUC and pursued by the folks in the region, that it would be in place by 2011 or at the latest early 2012. So that was one of the big changes, was just essentially a date change to allow for that. The second was on Pebble Beach, and the there were many people who had who testified at the hearing that there was had been substantial financial commitments made based on assurances from the state board that the water would be available to Pebble Beach for their support for the recycled water. We essentially put a 2016 closure date on those commitments. It corresponds with the 2016 date when the Carmel River should be back in balance, at least in terms of what's being taken from it, but based on water rights. So those are the main changes that were made, and it should be posted on our website. I'm hoping sometime this next week, early next week. But if you're interested in details, you can let me know. We put off the. I know you're interested in the enforcement policy that we were working on, and we closed the hearing record, but did not vote on the policy. We will vote in November. There were a number of questions that were raised, and we had a very tight board meeting that started at 9 o'clock and went till 6. So we chose to take some time and deal with those issues, and we'll vote on it soon. And the last policy that we're that I think you're particularly interested in is our once-through cooling policy, and we will be. We are on track to deal with that. I was unable to check about when we're going to actually have our next workshop on it, which will be in November. I don't know if it's going to be the first week in November or the third week in November, but we will have a workshop in November. And based on the number of comments that we get and the time it takes to do response to comments, I still think we can vote on the once-through cooling policy in December, which would be our goal. And as you may know, if you want a special briefing on it, I think it would be important, since you have several power plants in your area that would be subject to that. It is extremely linked, very tightly linked, to a committee of other agencies, the CPUC, the CEC, the ISO, as well as the Coastal Commission and many others, who will be working with us to make sure that the deadlines that we're setting are appropriate, but that also are enforced. And so it's, I think, a depending on the outcome of our vote, it is certainly an interesting approach that we're taking. It's the most integrated with other agencies that I've ever seen. So if you would like a special briefing on that in the next month or so, let me know. And finally, I hope to see some of you at the WQCC meeting next Monday and Tuesday. We are going to be focusing on enforcement. We're also going to have EPA there to talk about the budget issues that they may be able to help us with in the future and help you with. And so I think it'll be a very interesting meeting. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Mr. Briggs.
You have a new colleague on the state board.
Oh, Walt, of course. I'm sorry. He's an old colleague, and so now he's just part of the fabric. The governor appointed, actually, in late September, so it was, as Charlie said, the worst-kept secret in Sacramento. Walt Pettit, who was the former executive director of the state board, was appointed to the board as a board member, and it was announced, I believe, about a week or so ago, about 2 weeks ago, and he was at his first meeting on Tuesday. He is clearly extremely knowledgeable, as you can imagine. He's filling the engineering position that Gary relinquished, and he has been appointed. He will have to be confirmed within a calendar year of his appointment, so within a calendar year of September. A calendar year of when he signs his forms. So I think it would be within a calendar year of the middle of October. And we're very happy to have him. Now we have five. And as I say, he's very knowledgeable. The staff, many of the staff know him. And probably many of you know him as well. If you don't, you should certainly get to know him. He's got vast experience, and we're very happy to be able to have someone new who can hit the ground running. And we also have a new hire in Region 9 in San Diego, because the executive officer there is retiring, and I don't know him, but his name is David Gibson, and he's been with the state board with the regional board, rather, for, I believe, 20 years. So he, too, has a lot of experience. Thank you.
Fran, on your Carmel River order, the sources of new water are going to be the Moss Landing desal facility?
No. Right now, there is EIR document being put together, and with options. One of the options is Moss Landing. One of the options is a slant well, and one of the options is are desalting the brackish wells in Monterey, and all three are being looked at. That EIR should be out this month, and I was told by the end of this month, and that then gives the CPUC a couple of months to have public comment, and then they will hold a hearing to make a decision as to what they are going to put their weight behind. And I was assured at the hearing that CalAmp supports any of the three. They are not lobbying for one over another. And that's they mostly want this something to happen, and something to happen pretty fast. So we'll see what comes of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Young, can I just add one comment on that? Because the process that's going on in Monterey, I think, could set an example for...
Is the mic on?
I've got my thing going. No, not working?
Pull it close.
There?
There.
Okay. Could set an example for coastal communities facing both seawater intrusion and water supply and demands on water for growth, et cetera, because it is a very broad-based stakeholder process. It includes the county. It includes all of the regional agencies that have authority for water, wastewater treatment. It is a really amazing process. And so I'll be really eager to see how the consensus moves forward. But they have stayed on track, and I think it's very encouraging that the State Board recognized that process because it is going to be an integral component of solving the problem for the Carmel River, and yet it is addressing a much broader set of issues, coordinating and integrating across resources, looking at cost savings, scales of economy, and so forth. A lot to look at there. So let's see how it goes in the end.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see whether what they do really solves the problem.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, what they've done is they've put it into a context of a series of related problems as opposed to dealing with one problem. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been, it's been very smart in its approach, and it's very encouraging to see that the politics, which have been so thorny all along, you know, have been managed, and people have stayed at the table. There are almost, I would say there are 40 or 50 people that attend the meetings. They just ended, but that's pretty amazing, especially when you consider who's in the room. So I know Gary's shaking his head because he's also attended some of those meetings.
Well, perhaps when the order is completed and they have figured out exactly which options they're going to use, maybe if the board wants, we could get a status report on that. It might be informational for us, mm-hmm. instructional.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, any other board comments or questions? All right.